Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. We may have found the worst neighbor on the planet.
This is an intervention, is it?
No.
It's not me? Okay, cool.
No, it's
all
not
right,
you.
Let's go after this bastard.
Yeah, you're
all
good.
Right, cool.
It's from Arkansas. An Arkansas woman is concerned about her family's health, claiming her neighbors have been defecating in buckets.
Oh.
And the feces washes into her yard when it rains.
No, 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 no. Oh, skeevy. God. Please pick up after your neighbor.
Here's a news report.
They've been taking their feces in buckets and dumping it at the back of their property and then across the street at another person's property. They've been dumping it on their property, too. And they've been doing this now for about 3 years.
Erica Craig.
Hold it.
There's a lot of feces.
Hold it.
There's a lot of feces.
3 years.
Yeah, in the buckets.
Well, what was going on 3.5 years ago?
That's when the toilet blew up.
Did they have plumbing?
Apparently they did
not. Or they didn't live there.
Right.
That was 2020, so who knows?
Oh, 3 years.
The whole pandemic.
3 years.
That's a lot of poop.
That's a lot of poop.
That's a lot of poop. And every time it rains, there's an S storm over here.
It's
that's the only appropriate time to use that.
Oh, wowie.
And they've been doing this now for about 3 years.
Erica Craig, a Pulaski County resident, reached out to Seven on Your Side, claiming her neighbors have been defecating in buckets. Craig claims that feces ends up in her yard when the rain washes it downhill.
They had at one point a porta potty that was hollowed out, and they were just letting it wash down the ditches.
Craig said she's not the only one dealing with the fecal matter on her property.
Everybody around them have sold their houses. Which are leaving the ones that are still left here to just kind of just to sit and suffer.
Sit and suffer.
She couldn't say wallow in it.
Wow, that's...
That's messed up.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
So what happens when the neighbors call to complain to town hall?
Yeah.
Like, hey, it's town hall.
Right. Can't they, like, you know, hit them with a, you know, I don't know.
No, I think town hall picks up and says, hello.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the problem?
Well, I'm town hall. You're okay. Calling me. What is the
I'm
problem
sorry,
with you?
There's so much faces over here.
Yeah?
I don't know who the hell I am anymore.
Where are you? In the bathroom?
Yeah, well, no, actually.
Why don't you just flush the toilet?
I'm just holding my nose. It stinks out here.
Okay, where are you?
I'm standing in my yard.
Okay.
And there's a brown tide coming in.
All right.
And now...
You got livestock there?
Oh, yeah, my neighbors. they are the livestock. They're a bunch of pigs.
Okay.
Oh. It's pretty bad. Apparently, they're really regular, too. They must eat Cheerios and sauerkraut all day long because there's a whole bunch of poop over here.
Okay, so your neighbors are pooping in your yard?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, this is Arkansas.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Thank you. I'm sorry about it.
It sounds like this is what's been going on.
Right.
Like, we're calling and complaining.
Right,
and
they said you're in Arkansas.
Like, you're in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Click,
right? Click. Feels like every department's like, I'm not handling that. Call these
Arkansas.
People.
You're in Arkansas.
Must be UPS. What can Brown do for you?
All right, let's take a listen.
And she claims the smell is almost unbearable.
God, when the wind blows, it's awful. You cannot sit outside. You can't even sit in that back room back there with the door open because it just... consumes the house.
Ew.
Craig said her parents have lived in this same home for 32 years, and she claims the fecal matter has been ending up in their yard for around 3 years now.
So when this part of the broadcast is happening, they're panning. They're like driving down the street near this neighbor's yard, and
yeah.
You have a camera on the yard, and you're just seeing junk from 40,000 years.
Okay, so
this
it's not
is
the welcome
like,
lawn, yeah.
It makes the opening scene of Deliverance look like that's a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is like, wow.
Like a nice timeshare.
Nothing gets thrown out.
No.
If they have no place to put their poop, they have no, you know, there's no garbage service.
Imagine inside the house.
They have a collection of like those like wooden pallet skids. They have a collection of like
junk
the,
cars,
but drums, like just like 55-gallon drums, just laying around.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, there's a van. It's like, oh, the van looks good, and then they keep panning. All the doors are off. It's like, what is going on?
What is going on?
Dysentery Central.
Craig says more than anything, she is worried about her family's health.
I've gotten sick. I had to go to the hospital for organ failure that they didn't know what caused it. And so,
what is a hospital like in Arkansas? Is it like you're in this stretcher and then the next stretcher someone's working on a lawnmower?
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the hospital / lawnmower repair. I can fix it to come saw your grandma. One of the two.
Power tool.
That's right.
As soon as I'm done with this, I'll get to that tooth of yours.
We need to operate. Hammer that machete.
I feel bad for this woman. She woke up and she's in Arkansas.
Oh, my God.
Organ failure that they didn't know what caused it. And so, and that was after they had started doing that. And my dad's been to the hospital a couple of times. He was really sick there for a minute. And nobody's thinking it's because of human waste, you know, so that's not something that they're looking at.
Craig claims she has made attempts to contact different departments, but still cannot get the problem fixed.
I've contacted so many different departments, and none of them have done anything about it.
Craig says her family's home is around 300 feet outside of North Little Rock city limits, so they have to go to the county for help. KATV reached out to Pulaski County for information on this incident.
No. You got to do the door knock on that house.
Okay. Nobody was going on that property. That's why we got the drive-by.
That's right. They had no interest. Right. No friggin' way.
Right.
This is where people disappear.
Right. Even that bird's complaining.
No one walks on that property.
No.
The mailman probably doesn't even stop. He probably just throws it out the window.
He ties to a rock and wails it.
Yeah, I think this could potentially be the worst neighbor on the planet.
Well, definitely a top three.
I don't even want to know what would be worse.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds pretty bad.
Ugh. Smells pretty bad, too, imagine.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that. Oh, imagine an August day when it's hot. Like cooking poop.
She was saying she can't even sit in the house.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you can't open the door.
Right.
Ugh.
This is one time you want your house to be on wheels. Move it out of there.
Woman in Texas named Brandy Ackerman walked up to a grocery store clerk, pulled a knife out of her jacket. She demanded the clerk open the cash register.
Give me the cash.
But the clerk refused.
They tell you not to do that.
Right.
So Brandy put the knife back in her jacket and said, oh, I was just kidding anyway.
Oh, my God. That old line.
And then she went back to shopping and paid for the items.
Well, she's taking money for it, but yeah. I got to pay in my own pocket, damn it.
Right, now I got to actually pay.
Just shoplift. Everybody else does.
How many other criminals would that work with?
Seriously.
Hey, don't shoot me. Oh, okay. I wasn't going to anyway.
Right, I was just kidding.
Brandy was gone when the cops showed up. They later found her and charged her with aggravated robbery. She's being held in jail on a $150,000 bond, which to me suggests this is not the first time she's
right.
pulled
right, this
like
joke.
This.
Right.
Yeah. This whole knife joke has been going on for a while.
No one
seems to laugh.
Right, yeah. Sometimes they fall for it, sometimes they don't.
Donnie, as a comedian, you would suggest to her to give up on this knife joke, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to give her credit for committing to the bit. You know what I mean?
She's committed.
Yeah, did she change each time? She pulled a knife in from different place?
Like, I know this is funny. Someone's going to get it.
Right. This is hilarious. I'm going to open with this.
Just killed it to the open mic.
Almost killed somebody once. This actually killed once.
Next headline. A tourist in Hawaii followed her GPS right into the ocean. What is this audio? Is this audio of the person actually driving in or an interview later?
They already went into the water. This is a person who's filming her rescue.
Okay.
This person stands at the boating dock filming everybody rescuing the person, people out of the
right, minivan. Yeah, people were jumping in the water after.
Yes.
The person who drove in, was she elderly?
No, just dumb.
Okay.
Yeah, just dumb. You listen to the GPS. My GPS tells me halfway through the Kew Bridge, and I go, right. I don't.
Yeah, good.
Right.
Yeah, that part of Kew Bridge isn't there anymore.
Yeah, that's a drop. Exactly.
All right, here's the audio.
Pretty sure that wasn't supposed to happen.
There's a rope right in the cockpit.
It's sinking. Hurry, guys. Hurry.
Nice help.
Oh my God.
Everybody's hot.
Listen to
everybody's
her.
Hot. Everybody's hot. Everybody's hot. Everybody's hot. Everybody's hot.
All right, so she's watching all this, and
hurry!
Her contribution is to film this.
Hurry!
Hurry! Hurry! Hurry! It's sinking. They can
she
see
thanks.
That. Yeah, no, that was explaining why the van's disappearing. Yeah, we're waiting for the freaking Titanic. Okay, oh, that's sinking. No crap.
Yeah, I'm glad we have this audio, but like, if you're just gonna stand there and record something,
don't
call 911.
Yes.
If you're not jumping in the water, you're not going to have an active role in the rescue. Call 911.
Right.
Or if your thought is, I'm just going to record this in case we need to, rescuers need to know exactly what happened here. I'm not calling 911.
Right.
I'm not going to help. This
don't
is
narrate.
My contribution. Just to don't talk.
Yeah,
don't tell the people who are actually doing stuff what to do.
Exactly. You're not Morgan Freeman.
You're not a supervisor.
You're not Morgan Freeman. Don't narrate. Here's the power to jump in the water. Here they are.
Hurry.
Hit out with the rope.
Cargo's in the water. It's sinking.
Right. Hurry, 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 hurry.
Thanks. What did you think would happen?
Thanks for your contribution.
Hoffman didn't float like an impartial sometimes. Yes, that's minivan.
Oh.
Right. But wouldn't you think as you're driving along and you have a windshield, when you see you're going over the crest, you're going down, and you see water, wouldn't you stop?
That's right.
Brakes.
Right. Yeah, that thing called brakes. Exactly right. Just say, you know what? Something's not right here.
It's so stupid. You can't even fathom it.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Hawaii's all rocks and beach.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe this person should have drowned.
That's what I was thinking the same thing.
One less dummy.
Like when something like this happens, the heroes should sit back and say, maybe we saved this effort for a real person.
This could be an act of God.
All right, well, we made a deal with Piff the Magic Dragon.
We did.
If he missed this call, he owes us $1,000 to the toy drive.
Yes.
Who's on the phone here? Is this Piff?
It's Piff the Magic Dragon.
Yay!
Piff!
Hello.
He's like $1,000.
You no longer owe us $1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. I got a call.
Oh, my God. I was going to have to sell the dog.
Oh.
I had him on eBay already, and he was up to $15. Plus shipping.
Right.
And it was looking bleak.
Yeah.
But
you would have made out in the deal.
Yeah. So it's.
I can take that listing down. So listen, Chaz, I have a question.
Okay.
The previous two occasions.
Okay.
That Piff, the Terrible Dragon, was supposed to be on your show, you told your listeners that I was coming up.
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were primed.
They were piffed off.
It's hysteria. There were riots in the streets.
There was, man. Chairs breaking, dogs and cats living together, the whole nine yards. Yep.
Sniffles for piffles.
Exactly right.
I saw it on CNN. Yeah.
Right. You know, they labeled it an actual war, but yeah.
It caused carnage.
It caused Russia to invade. Yeah.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm nothing but a terrible, remorseful dragon who is humbled. And who will be in your studio eating humble pie. I'm baking it right now. It's delicious, actually.
I love any kind of pie, really.
Right.
Any kind of pie, right?
Yeah, if you put Cool Whip on, I'm good.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll even throw it.
Honestly, that's a great start to an apology. I'm making you a pie.
Right.
Great.
It's really not a bad deal, this eating humble pie thing. I mean... You Americans have invented it, and I'm with it.
Hey, wait a minute. Was that a slight on America?
No, I think we actually did make humble pie first.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Wait, the band. Remember the band Humble Pie?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There he is in the
you were like, listen, I have to apologize, but I want to enjoy myself while apologizing.
Okay, good.
Yes. Making a pie.
Yes.
I call it a humble pie, but, you know, I still put apples in it.
Okay. Thank you.
It's humble apple pie.
Yes. Humble apple pie.
It's getting kind of filled.
This guy is huge in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, huge. Well, he's coming to the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Yeah, Talking Dragon.
And it's not just you. It's you're a Talking Dragon. And
I'm a Talking Magic Dragon.
Right magic now. Dragon.
Right, a Magic Dragon first, but then you talk.
Yeah.
Then I talk.
Right.
Yeah, it's not... Right, I'm not the teller of dragons. It's not a silent dragon show.
And then you have the dog.
Yeah, then I have Mr. Piffles.
Mr.
Honestly,
Piffles.
If I was a silent dragon, that would explain why I didn't call you on the last two occasions.
Right. Or maybe you did call us and we just didn't hear you speaking.
Exactly. You dialed the phone and everything. We just couldn't hear you.
God, that would have been a great excuse that I didn't.
It would have. Keep baking that pie.
I was a silent dragon, and now I'm a talking dragon.
Right, look at that. See? Magic.
Yeah, I called you guys. I was, you know, I was on the line for hours just speaking nothing.
Yeah, what does Mr. Piffles do?
That's a good question. That is a good question. And I ask it daily because he's expensive. He eats me out of house and home. He's the first magic performing chihuahua.
Really?
And on this tour, whenever we tour, because, you know, people come to Vegas from all over the world, all over the country.
Right.
So they come to Vegas, they see our Vegas show, and then they see that we're coming to tour. And we always want to give them a new show. So we always do different material on the road. And Mr. Piffles, he's got a mind-reading act. And you know what? Not only is it a talking dragon, it's a talking dog, too.
Wow.
Mr. Piffles does at least 15 minutes of spoken word poetry.
Nice.
And he'll be unleashing that.
I can't. This is insane.
Next Wednesday.
It is.
All right, so you're coming in the morning of your show at the Richfield Playhouse. You'll be here. Are you bringing Mr. Piffles with you in studio?
Yeah, because great. He's the talent, guys. Do you understand this? I'm the one who holds the dog.
Right.
That's my job. You know, Piff, the magic dog holder.
Right. Keeps evolving the show. Yeah. He's actually exactly. Opening for the dog. Yes.
Right. That's on my resume.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Piffles.
One's open for Mr. Piffles.
Yes.
People love that dog. And by the way, it's the same dog from America's Got Talent.
Wow.
Along for that, Piffles and I, we've been together for, it'll be 14 years.
Wow.
In August.
Damn.
Yeah. He just celebrated his 15th birthday. Donny Osmond came and sung him Puppy Love in the middle of our show.
Damn.
In Vegas.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
That's the sort of celebrity pull that dog has. So, yeah, he's coming to Richfield. He's coming to visit you next week.
But then you have an assistant, right? Is she an assistant or?
She is. I mean, she'll probably choke you out if you call her an assistant. But
gotcha.
She is she's the showgirl with the dragon to-do list.
Showgirl.
Jade Simone.
Right.
Yeah, she can kick herself in the face.
Nice.
She, you know, she does the greatest jump splits in the world, and she has the feathers of 1,000 chickens on her.
Wow.
And
I got to tell you really have a show.
Yes,
this is great.
You're bringing it.
Yeah.
You're bringing it.
This is an event. Now, do you guys, you guys have like cameras set up in your studio?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yep. So you could watch this
great
show online.
Yes.
So we're gonna bring it all. I'm gonna beg Mr. Piffles to be there. I will ask Jade very politely to come to the studio, and the three of us will be there next week in studio for an hour, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for the whole hour.
Excellent.
So,
face kicking.
I've got a few songs in preparation, and Jade will be pulling off some sweet dance moves in the studio, and I will still be atoning for my sins, I believe. Because, you know, the first time I was in Canada and just got all the times wrong. And you sort of go, you know what? You're a professional dragon. That's really not good enough. But, okay, we understand what happened. I was in Nova Scotia. I didn't know where I was. Okay, dragons make mistakes. Second time, Chaz, no excuse. No excuse, AJ. Just a terrible dragon who let you down, who let your listeners down. And he was coming next week to make up for it.
Awesome.
Who's a good dragon? Who's a good dragon?
Who's a good dragon?
We're going to rub your hiney.
Yep.
Who's a good dragon?
I'm not doing that.
We're going to bring hot dogs, and we're going to put them on sticks in front of your mouth.
Marshmallows.
And we're going to cook them.
Marshmallows.
Oh, I can't wait.
We'll make s'mores.
And if Mr. Piffles wants to leave a little present on the carpet, that's fine.
Right.
We'll make Ruth clean it up.
You have a dragon at your mercy next week. Next week, you dragon at your mercy. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. And now, listen, are you guys free to come to the show in the evening? Do you stay up that late? Because I know you get up very early.
Oh, AJ plans to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you bring him on stage?
AJ, what about you, Chaz? Well, you busy?
I live in another state.
He does. Unconsciousness.
We will send a car for you.
That's exactly what it is.
We will send a car for you. Whatever it takes. You tell us your rider. Whatever that is. Green M&Ms, no problems. You tell us. We will find a way to get you there.
Okay. I guess I'm going.
Nice.
I love it.
I'm going.
Cool.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Well, okay, dragon.
He's really getting the calendar out right now.
I'm
going
to write it in my calendar now.
He doesn't usually do this. This is awesome.
All right. Okay.
Listen.
On the 17th.
We will provide shuttle service both ways for Chaz. And not, by the way, not regular Uber, not the Uber pool where you have to share the ride with people. We're talking the highest level of Uber available in the Connecticut area. Both ways, Chaz.
Nice.
Both ways.
Thank you. The best Uber.
Is this going to cost me my appearance fee? Is that what we're saying? am I gonna lose money on this show?
Probably.
Because you live in Kentucky. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I will get myself there.
Yes.
I will get myself
there. Yeah, he's good there, I think.
Not a problem.
He's good like that, yes. Yeah.
Now, hang on a second. If you get yourself there, you can't then reimburse us you can't hand us a bill for your petrol, for your gas.
Yeah, no.
You did say there's a rider that you would fulfill, though. So
that's right.
We're going to consider that.
We will fulfill a rider.
Yeah, I like that.
We will fulfill a rider. We will take, because what happens is I get a rider.
What do I want on my rider?
A fresh baked pie should be on there.
Tequila.
Yeah, I want a carrot cake.
Ooh, carrot cake is better.
Right.
Carrot cake on a pizza.
Done.
Pizza and carrot cake.
Carrot cake and pizza, no problem.
Right.
Couple of chips for drinks. Couple of drink chips.
Oh, drink chips. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Right. The number of chips.
I agree.
And I get the pet Mr. Piffles.
Get
the pet Mr. Piffles.
Get a pet the Piffles.
You make it sound dirty.
I know. I meant to.
Okay. Awesome. I will get you a private room with Mr. Piffles for 3 minutes.
Nice.
And you just do whatever you need to do in that room, Chad.
Hey, you made up for it.
You did.
Thank you. Great appearance.
Yes.
And we'll see you on the 17th, and we're linked up to your show at the Ridgefield Playhouse. This sounds like, you know, you really sold
fun.
It. Like, now I'm excited to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Piff.
Good, because at the end of the show, Chad, AJ, I battle an audience member to the death.
Oh,
wow,
I wasn't expecting that.
So obviously you win a lot.
Whoa. Otherwise there wouldn't be very many shows.
I'm unbeaten, but I'm wanted for murder in 1970. So there are pros and cons.
You try to arrest the dragon.
Wow. The market once I played it. You know, you never go back.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, he really kills the audience.
Yeah, this is an unmissable show because there will not be a follow-up. This will be our last time at Ridgefield.
It's a one and done.
We are linked up on the radio station website to the Ridgefield Playhouse for tickets to see Piff, the Magic Dragon, and the Showgirl, and Mr. Piffle.
Yes.
It's going to be a great show. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Radio announcer asks how to translate thank you in Spanish.
That was a golden moment. That's okay.
How do you say thank you?
I thought he was saying
gracias. Like,
I knew that one. Damn it.
I thought he was saying siete before. City. CT. That took a while, too. So, yeah.
That was communication breakdown.
Yep.
Mine was just ignorance.
I tried to help. I just tried to help you. Oh, well. It was fun.
All right, so the headline here in Dumbass News is radio geniuses make the same mistake 20 years later. We had a mariachi band in here 20 years ago.
Yep.
On Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
And we had it march through the building.
Yep.
And into a conference room, and that turned out to be not so great.
Yep. And what we do today?
Well, we did it again today. I feel like it went way better today, though.
Well, we haven't heard anything outside yet.
How'd it go, Ruth?
It went great. Everyone loved it. Everyone was taking their phones out, recording.
Right. Were they happy when they did that, or was it like, oh, we got them
this
now?
This is evidence.
We got them now.
Yeah, we got them now.
Right. They seemed happy. They okay. seemed happy. Okay. Well, I guess we'll
They're kind of tricky.
Wait and see.
I don't know. Okay.
Do we have a clip of the end of, this is, I think they're in our kitchen area.
And then on the Merritt Parkway southbound, we have delays in waves reported. Exit 40A. Oh, they like it.
Uh-oh.
Through to
that
exit 34, about 25 to 30 minutes.
Good.
Okay. So we should keep that as evidence, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, you weren't angry. You were all cheering.
Exactly. And all everybody right. had their phones out, so there should be plenty of footage, too.
Yeah, that's good.
That right. was pretty cool.
They were so loud.
Yes.
That they were in the kitchen, and the studio door was closed, and I heard them. And I thought, all the other shows have a problem right now if they're not in music.
Right.
And I just hope Melissa on ICC is not doing some, like, really important interview.
She was one of the people in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, so it wasn't the goal.
That's a relief.
That's excellent.
That's a relief.
Right.
Okay, very good. Okay, next headline. The best of our worst moments attempting to speak. This is the flubble montage. A flubble is a flub and a mumble yep. combined. And here are the best ones of the week. Phil?
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven flubble montage.
Oh, Mike Fiona.
Fenoya. Fenoya.
Fenoya?
Yeah, man.
Fenoya.
Joe Linta, NFL agent. What the hell? Will, let's talk about Will Levis.
Levis.
Damn, Levis. I was close. Right. Like the G.
Fiona.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, what's next?
So it wasn't a good name week for you. It wasn't a good name week.
It's not a good name life.
I was trying to help you again.
I hope when I come back in another form, I can speak right.
Each time I try to help you, don't let me help you.
Those were together because those were the same segment. Like you had a guy in studio, guy yep. on the phone.
Yep. Oh, well.
Okay. That's number one.
That's clip one.
That's clip one.
Here's number two.
Yeah, but it comes
with that.
But it comes in handy getting that last jar out of the olives. The olive oil jar, rather. Ah, damn it. Too Friday.
At least you know where you're going to end up.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Ah, damn it. Yep, right here.
The best actor in the whole family. Yes.
Ah, damn it.
Yep.
Yeah, damn it.
Yep. Well, I couldn't say what I wanted to say. Ah, damn it.
Would have been,
would have been one word.
Yeah, damn it.
Starts with F, ends with K.
Big, fire truck?
Yes. Ah, exactly. Just shorten it.
Next.
Here's clip three.
Kristen in Woodbridge.
Me or is it someone else?
That's you.
I'm in Milford.
I'm Kim.
Who's on first?
Or Kristen, whatever your name is.
Wow, what a bad name for you.
What the hell? I need to adjust my sleep number.
Didn't you
drink less?
Didn't you get a, you were hit in the head, I remember you telling me.
Well, I've had Lyme disease like six times. So.
Lyme disease. That used to be.
I used to yell that out.
Lyme disease.
Yeah. I'm Kim.
Who's on first?
Or Kristen, whatever your name is. Okay. Wow.
Because we're caring over here.
It's not even the same number of letters.
It's not even in the same universe. At least they were both female names.
And so both good. K, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Whew. All right.
It happens.
Next.
All right.
May the 4th.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you to say.
And also with you. May the 4th be with you?
Thank you.
Okay. So you've been saying it, I'm saying and also with you. So we kind of broke protocol.
We're just talking
here.
About beers. AJ got drunk while we were talking about beers.
I'm going with the excuse.
Was that 5?
That was 4.
Oh.
So we have one more.
Oh, okay. No. Oh,
no. No flubbles today. Congratulations, everybody. Come to our party tomorrow. The fiesta.
Oh, yeah. There was one.
No, there wasn't.
This okay.
No, I'm doing the Jedi trick right now. No, there was none. There was none. There was none.
I was no, so there close. Was none?
I was so close.
Ah.
I was the Jedi so... trick right now. No, there was no. I was so...
No, there was no.
I was so close.
No, there was no.
The show was ending. All I had to do is keep my mouth shut.
All I had
shut.
To do is just shut
just
up.
Shut up. No, mm-hmm. Of course I couldn't do that. The no, Jedi no. trick right now. No, there was no. I think Fiona told me to do that. No, there was no.
All right, which one do we think is the clip of the week? Like the worst one.
Oh.
I think it'd be one of the names, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are epic.
Probably the second one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kim?
Yeah.
Kristen? Bilford? Woodbridge? Whatever.
Yeah. This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration.
Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.